Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR with Chuck and Ken, the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Cowherly. I'm the outside guy.
Good morning, everybody. Thrilled to be with you. And actually, we're here for the next 3 hours, buddy. I hope you didn't make plans for noon.
No. My plans all include you, buddy. Whenever I make plans, you're always included.
Okay, you can lie to me, but don't lie to our audience, for heaven's sakes.
I would never.
We're going to be here with that. We're going to sprint over to Atlas Home Improvement from noon to one today. Had a good show yesterday from noon to one with John McFarland. Boy, is he. We could have done about 4 hours, couldn't we?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. He's such a great guy. So impressive. That company just impresses the heck out of me, Chuck.
They do me as well. It's funny you say that. I was rereading our article on painting from Friday, and it's like, I think we're given, I don't know, the opportunity for maybe 800 words. Is that right? Something like that, 750, 700, whatever that is. And we could easily do three times that. There's so much to know about paint and painting.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right.
But beautiful morning, right?
Okay, yeah, pretty morning.
Oh, real pretty gorgeous.
Morning. You know what? You know what? My daughter came in the other morning after she went out and started a car, and she says, Dad, go on. And she goes, the birds are singing.
Yeah.
I love when my kids recognize that kind of stuff. My one daughter, she drives to work during sunrise. She'll always send me a picture of the sunrise in the morning. I just love that they recognize that.
That is awesome. I like that. I was standing on the porch watching the sunrise this morning with a hot cup of coffee. Listening to the birds, watching the birds and wondering how they survive, because it was cold last night. We had ice on, you know, the vehicles outside. It's just amazing, but it's going to be gorgeous. I think a lot of people are going to be thinking about maybe putting pre-emergence on their grass and getting the garden going. But, according to the MSU, garden degree days calendar, the turf grass group over there, until the soil is about 55, you're probably wasting your time, effort, and energy, and maybe some money if you put anything on your lawn too early, including reseeding spots.
Right.
So a beautiful day like this, the grass is just starting to reach out and become a little greener. Give it another few days, maybe a week or so, and then start to do that work.
Yes, when you start seeing the buds start to come out on the trees, that's a good indication. And Chuck, you know, people need to really consider when they put this stuff down, their terrain, like my place. I can't use a granular on my house because I'm on a hill, I'm on a slope. And if I use a granular, it's going to wash away very quick. So anything I use, I got to try to use a spray. I got to try to find anything in a spray. And I do that every year with the dandelions and the weeds. I spray it and it works really well. Now, saying that, I love dandelions. You know I love dandelions. I hate killing dandelions, but I got to keep up with my neighbors, right?
Yeah, you've always been a little bit afraid of your neighbors. You sure are the kind of guy that runs and hides when they come out and get mad at you.
Oh yeah, I only cut my lawn at night. You know.
Are you going to make any dandelion wine?
No. I. You know what? If you remember years ago, we had an interview with a gentleman that was talking about that, the dandelion wine, and he had made it. And his big thing is you have to make sure that you get the dandelions not from your front lawn, especially if you treated that front lawn with any kind of fertilizer. You go out into the middle of a field that you know nobody cares about it, and that's where you harvest the dandelions from. But no, I've never done that. I don't have the patience for that kind of stuff, Chuck.
I don't either, to be honest with you. It's a lot easier to go buy a bottle of something.
Just like maple syrup. I love maple syrup, and I had enough trees where I probably could have tapped them, but I got enough hobbies. I don't need any other hobbies. I'll just go buy a, you know, someone else that does it.
You know, you mentioned maple syrup. Shepherd, Michigan, which is just south of where I grew up in Mount Pleasant, has had an annual maple syrup festival. And it is cool to go watch them make it, to decant the raw fluid that comes out of the maple trees down into syrup. And they boil it, and they boil it, and they boil it. It looks like the old pictures of the stills you used to see in the movies,
yeah,
where guys were making hooch. in the backwoods.
Hooch, hooch, that's good.
But there
That's
is a difference in good, real, undiluted maple syrup.
yes, and I know there's a trick to it when to tap the trees and everything else. And like I said, I love it. I would do it. I think, like we said many times, when I retire, then I'll do the maple syrup. Then I'll care more about my lawn. When I gotta find stuff to do, when I have to find stuff to do, then I'll care more about it.
You're never going to retire. You're like me. I kept trying to retire and finally I said, the heck with it. It ain't
It's because you are just so knowledgeable, Chuck.
going
If you retry, if you retired, imagine the brain drain that would happen to the housing community here in Southeast Michigan. We need you,
Boy,
man.
yeah. I think about that every day.
I'm sure it keeps you up at night, right?
Going to be a fun show. We're going to invite callers, but we're going to have hopefully Elizabeth Weiss calling in shortly, right?
From the Home Builders Association, if people stick around, when we come back from the next break, we'll give people a chance to win tickets to the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace coming up right at the end of the month. In the meantime, Chuck, we absolutely love this next team partner.
Yeah, absolutely. We were with Kearns Brothers last week, sitting with Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns. And if you need a new roof and you are concerned about ethics, honesty, great product, great warranty, then the answer to all those concerns is Kearns Brothers Roofing. But I appreciate you being with us. This is a dry out day, but it's a guarantee that spring will bring us rains. And we already had people contacting us yesterday, Ken, about leaky basements, wet crawl spaces. I know. Yeah.
Tis the season, isn't it?
It is.
Chuck, one thing people should really need to be aware about when it comes to moisture is we don't talk about how important it is enough to encapsulate crawl spaces. I mean, there has got to be 80% of the crawl spaces out there are still not properly encapsulated.
I'll bet you that's low.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, but unless you know your crawl space is dry all the time, it is putting unhealthy air into your house, period. Just bottom line, it's putting unhealthy air into your house.
Yeah.
And if you're raising kids or you have elderly, that should be very concerning to you. There are just
Yeah.
so many reasons to encapsulate.
I would even appeal today to people with their pets. I know a lot of people that treat their pets better than some people treat their children. And that unhealthy air is crazy. FSM,
There you go.
Foundation Services of Michigan, they don't just fix broken basements. They encapsulate crawl spaces. They have great sump pump systems that allow you to leave home for a month virtually stress-free because they've got a backup system that they will install, right?
Yeah, they have a triple system backups install. And one thing we love about Foundation Systems of Michigan, they're not only the largest foundation and basement waterproofing repair company in the state of Michigan, but they've branched off in a couple other areas. They also now have a gutter company because
Yeah.
they know keeping those gutters properly pitched and away from the house will help the basement. And also they started doing some standby generator. So, Foundation Systems of Michigan, if you have a problem with your basement, your foundation, make sure you contact them. They're the largest foundation and basement company in the state of Michigan.
I agree with you. I agree with you big time. We're also going to be hearing ads. Actually, I've been hearing them on WJR for the Bay Area Fishing Tournament.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
And the proceeds from that benefit the barrier-free playground and park that has been built up there right on the shores of the lake. It's gorgeous. And you and I should give kudos to Barrier Free Plus and Dave Malkovich for the work that they do to move that show forward and to help out people that have various disabilities.
I don't know how many times we can say how much we love doing this. Just love because of that reason. We had this event on Wednesday and Barrier Free Plus is there and they're looking and say, Dave, where's Kearns? I want to talk to Kearns because of the fishing. He heard Mel
Yeah.
Kramer talking about the kids and the fishing and Dave
Mark's a
says,
fishing fool.
oh yeah, and Dave wants to help.
Yeah.
It's they're coming together to help people. We have the biggest and best assembly of honest, ethical contractors at the Inside Outside Guys Team Partners page. It's just phenomenal. I can't say enough about it to watch these guys give back like they do, and not just to us, but they're not us, but their employees. Amnesty, Those people love working for Amnesty. You talk to their employees, they love working for them. Kearns, they love working for them because they treat them
Oh,
so well.
isn't it cool?
It is.
They've got family, and of course, that almost all the time, 99.999% of the time, translates into better product and service for you, the listener, which is why we stick with people like that and talk about them.
You're right. Hey, be caller number 9 right now at 800-859-0WJR to win a set of tickets to the Novi Spring Home and Garden Show coming up here at the end of next week, next weekend.
I know it.
Or for a bonus chance to win, text that same number, 888, I'm sorry, 800-859-0957. Text bonus word garden for another chance to win tickets. We'll give a couple more sets away by the end of the day. Okay.
No excuses not to be there next week. The end of March, March 31st through April 2nd. And of course, we're going to be talking about that with Elizabeth Wise, who you and I just love dearly. She's just
we
a
do.
Great lady, hard worker, cares, is passionate. Look forward to chatting with her and seeing her at the show next week.
Yeah. You know, I was talking, to my brother-in-law last night, Chuck, and he was telling me, and he's not a house guy, so I didn't do any research on this, that some jurisdictions are requiring the EV chargers. Have you heard anything like that? When you build a new house, they are required to put the new EV chargers in?
Yeah, we talked about that almost a year ago when we discovered
that
the new energy code was going to require that. And I mentioned back then that I had spoken to a group of multifamily owners
yeah.
and builders.
Yep.
And that's really a big concern for them because in all their new properties, they build garages for their tenants. If you rent an apartment from them, you also have at a minimum a single stall garage. And that new energy code, which sounds crazy because we're talking about electricity here,
yep.
is going to require that they put an EV charger, and it's not a minimum 20 amp circuit that they'll have to put in there. So these guys literally sat there and realized in the continuing education program, the Con Ed program that we were teaching, that they were going to have to put a sub panel in every garage with a minimum 40 amp service to that sub panel. And they were going to spend around $3,000 per unit to comply with that requirement and several others that are electrically oriented from the greenies. And that means higher rents. That means the people that rent from them will have to pay higher rents because ultimately it goes to the consumer, right?
Yeah, but what about people are buying too? How much does that increase the cost of housing? Not just for that unit, but everything that goes along with the unit. And how much room does it take up in a garage? Especially those one-car garages. You put one of those in there, are they going to have room to fit a car in there after that?
Yeah, I mean, they don't take up much room, really, but the biggest issue is the cost that's got to be passed on to the consumer. You know, you hear all these people talking about affordable housing. Well, yeah, we do need affordable housing. And when you keep adding stupid stuff that makes the cost of housing higher, then you are literally taking the people right out of the ability to buy housing.
And what does that tell you? When they mandate this, when they say, if you build a house, you have to have it.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about their future plans for this country?
I mean, can you imagine if they mandated a gas tank and a gas pump in every garage?
Right.
But I started thinking last week, I was on the road a lot. You were on the road a lot. And I would have had to plug in every single day when I came back because I was doing 120, 140 mile round trips. And there's no way you're not going to plug in because you're using your electric fan and defroster and all this
Sure.
stuff that reduces the range of those vehicles. And people are, man, if you're listening to us, really, it's got everything to do with practicality. And I finished the end of the week without having to go to a gas station once. I topped off, you know, at the beginning of the week. Went through the entire week driving all those miles without having to top off. If I'd have had an EV, I'd have had to plug in every single night. That's people aren't going to like that.
And our grid. The grid has got to be a huge concern.
Oh, gosh.
Huge
that's
concern.
A whole other issue, isn't it?
It is. Hey, we'll take any phone calls. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Want to thank everyone for emailing in. We're getting a lot of your emails, a lot of great questions. Keep them coming. Chuck and I are your personal housing authority for any questions you may need when it comes to housing.
Boy,
Yeah.
talk to us off another segment.
Hey, a couple weeks ago we did an article in the Detroit News Homestyle section on Friday on your decks, on inspecting your decks, checking your decks, having properly designed and built decks. We've got a company that can take care of all that for you, and of course, it is Decks Unlimited.
Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, and of course here for you every Saturday and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You've heard us talk about going to the Home Builder Association next weekend. We are thrilled to be there. We know every time Chuck and I go to these, we it's like a reunion with all of our friends that we don't see for so long. And we have one coming up here, and next weekend we'll be there. And with us right now is Elizabeth Weiss from the HBA, great friend of the show. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for having
Gentlemen,
me.
gentlemen, she must think she called a different station.
It's us, Elizabeth. It's us.
I know who it is. Hey, did you see the Ohio State women stunning UConn last night, 73-61?
Do
Yeah,
women play basketball?
I mean, it's Ohio State, right?
She had, Chuck, what shirt am I wearing? I knew Elizabeth was coming on. I wore my Michigan shirt.
He did too. Yeah, he's
Oh,
got that beautiful
gosh.
blue and
I'm
whatever color
so
that
glad we're not
yellow
in
is.
person today. Thank goodness.
I just think
Well,
it's kind of sad that you got to go all the way back to women's basketball to be proud of Ohio State.
shame on you. All the way back. That's tough.
Well, Rieger went to U of M hockey because their
Yeah.
basketball team was so bad. So
Yeah,
that's
that's
his
true.
big push.
That is
There you go.
true. That is true. We
Elizabeth,
love
we
the
got a
Let's talk.
show coming up.
We do. Novi Home Show, Home and Garden Show next weekend. We're excited. It's going to be a great one.
It really is. We went through that period where we didn't have these for a couple of years, and then it took some time for them to build back up and everyone to get the momentum. And boy, that last show in January had the momentum, and everything we're hearing about this show coming up next week has the momentum. Tell our listeners why they should come to this show, Elizabeth.
I mean, we have 63 new vendors in this show of our over 300. It's so
60?
great. 63 new vendors.
Man.
We have, and talk about supporting local businesses. We've got West Bloomfield and Sterling Heights and Livonia and a guy, an Amish gentleman coming down from White Cloud with these awesome play structures. So lots of local businesses are going to be at the Novi Home Shows. And if you have anything that you need to do in your house, even inside or outside, we have the people for you to talk to.
Yeah, you do. We've left some open space on our interview schedule for you to bring us somebody unique and different and special. So kind of keep your
Oh,
thinking
yeah.
cap on this week. And give it.
I've got a list going for you.
God bless you. Look
No,
so forward to seeing you.
you're always good at that, bringing us new, unique vendors from the show. We really do appreciate that. And
Well,
also,
thanks.
I want to make sure people understand. I say this all the time. You don't need a babysitter. If you have kids, you do not need a babysitter to go to the home show. The home show is a great place for kids, and it could
Oh, yeah.
be a halfway point Halloween for them if they bring a little jack-o'-lantern, because one of the strategies to a lot of the vendors there is they put candy out, which brings the kids over, which brings the parents over, which is very smart.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Wow, the Halloween thing. I hadn't thought about that. We're gonna have to do that in October. Great idea. Yeah, so
It is.
but no, bring your kids. So it's a great place for families. We have a special area designed for our public safety, police and fire. Oakland County Sheriff is going to come. We've got a great vendor who is bringing cornhole and other wooden structures that kids can play. We're going to have chalk that they can play games and scribble on the floor with chalk. These great play structures are coming. There's always something for families. And you're right, the vendors do put out little treats.
Something you guys have done that I think is really cool that you've maintained. You started this maybe 3 years ago when things were a little sparse and iffy. You put wider aisles in, and we hear compliments from people on that. I mean, if you're pushing a baby stroller, for instance, you need that wider aisle. It can't be something where you're stressed and uptight and worried about people. I like that. It makes it a much more user-friendly scenario.
I agree with you. it, you know, we did coming out of the pandemic, we had the extra wide aisle because we definitely wanted to encourage distancing. We wanted to, you know, honor people's right to stay socially distant. So what I like about the 10-foot aisle is that you can go up one side and down the other, and you're not packed in so that you can't go across if you wanted to. So I agree. It's a more comfortable experience.
It really is. And so many nice people. We encourage people, when you go to this event, do not have blinders on. Engage. Take a clipboard with you. Collect cards. Talk. These people are there to show you what they do for a living. Please engage them. Ask questions. Very important. Now, it starts Friday. Doors open 2 o'clock to 8. Saturday, 10 to 8. And Sunday, 10 to 5. And one thing that you have that is unique is 5 after 5. Talk about that for a second, please.
Yeah, the 5 after 5 is great, especially Friday, just getting off work. If you want to come to the show the first day, come after 5, and you only pay $5 to get in. Same thing on Saturday. So it's a great way to spend a late afternoon and evening and wander around and talk. And, you know, you said bring a clipboard. Well, also take pictures. Bring pictures of your projects. Right. You know, bring a layout. So that you can say, well, you know, my living room is 11 feet wide and it, you know, it's 12 feet long. And what do I do with my furnace replacement? That kind of thing. So, you know, you can come, you can bring your bedroom layout, because you don't know. There's a lot of bed vendors, right? Mattress vendors that come, and you don't know if you need what the queen size is going to fit or a king size is going to fit. And they can help you with that. You know, take pictures of your backyard. What kind of deck do you want? Do you want a deck? Do you want a patio? So I think
Elizabeth,
are great.
Where can people find maybe some discounts to get into the show?
Oh, we have great partners at Great Lakes Ace. You can go to Great Lakes Ace and get a coupon there. You can go to knowbyhomeshow.com and get a discounted ticket. And they're everywhere. You can get one in our partner, the Home Pros Guide. They have a $2 off coupon in their magazine.
Well, right now for next Friday and Saturday, the long-term outlet is rain and even possibly some snow. So it will be a great day to be in a balmy 65-7 degree suburban collection show place. It's a great day to go to this if we have that kind of weather out. And
absolutely.
What is so impressive about this show are the landscapers, the time and the money they put into that, Elizabeth.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see the one this year. We have got a 2-story deck coming right in the center of the landscape area.
cool.
Yep. A new business called Titanium Builders. They talked to me in January and they were excited about it. So we've taken a hard look at it. I've seen the schematic. It's going to be amazing. But you're right. Time Landscaping is coming, Teddy's Landscaping, A&R, Village Lawn and Landscaping. And they do. They work really hard. They bring in the pavers and the trees and the plants. And you can just wander, and it's just great. And then in the amongst that, we've got the Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association that are bringing seminars every day. You know, to kids in the garden, sustainable landscape design. So there's something for everyone. You can wander in the landscape, and it might be kind of crummy out, but who cares? You know, it's summer inside.
I love that. And you know what? If I get there early, even before Ken gets out of bed, maybe we can get a picture of me up on that second story deck with a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I will bring that cup of coffee for you.
Elizabeth, he is all talk. He gets 2 feet off the ground, his knees start shaking. He is so afraid.
Oh, good to know.
You better have a harness up there for him. So again, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 31st through the 2nd, doors open at 2 o'clock on Friday, 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and the 5 after 5 deal. Elizabeth Weiss from the Home Builder Association, thank you so much for coming on with us today, and we look forward to seeing you next weekend. Will you be wearing your Ohio State red?
You know, you'll see a little of that. Sure. I have to represent.
Yes, you know what is neat about this show? I'm sorry, but people do wear. You see Ohio State sweatshirts. You see Michigan State sweatshirts. You see so many different schools at this show, and it really is a cool thing because the competition is
fun.
It is. Yep. It's a lot of fun. Yep. Thanks for all you do, Elizabeth.
No, we love having you guys as partners of the Novi Home Shows, and you bring a lot to the show, and we love that you you're there live and you talk to folks and that you're willing to talk to the vendors. And I tell our vendors when they come on with us, especially the new ones, I work for them. You know, it's my job to help them be as successful as possible. And when I can get some airtime or some radio time, that's, I love that.
You were kind of personally responsible to helping us find Heather from Savon.
Oh yeah. Isn't she great?
Yeah, she's great. Now we have a great partnership with them.
She's going to be in your pavilion.
Thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
What they're doing.
We're going to be talking to Heather at the show.
Oh yeah, we are.
That'll be a great conversation, I'm sure. I love her.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Elizabeth White from the Home Builder Association. Say hello to Brian, Forrest, and everyone else, the whole gang. And we will see you next week at the Suburban Collection Showplace for the annual Spring Home and Garden Show.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank Happy Sunday, Elizabeth.
Bye, Elizabeth. See ya. Great lady.
Great lady.
Great lady.
Great lady.
You know, Chuck, I think we first saw Motor City Floors and Coatings at a Novi Home Show years ago. And they, at that time, they were in a small building. They only had a few crews. And boy, have they grown. Has that industry grown, hasn't it?
They have. Rob and Max are brilliant business people that have an awesome product. And they've extended their 15-year warranty to lifetime.
If you have an ugly driveway, ugly garage floor, basement floor, maybe it's pitted, Motor City Floors and Coatings can not only fix it, but they can make it look absolutely beautiful. So make sure you give Motor City Floors and Coatings a call today.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks to Elizabeth Weiss from the Home Builders Association of Southeast Michigan. Actually, she works with another company and Brian Stars, and have been a great group of people to put that show together. We're looking forward to that. Yesterday, we got a chance to talk to the owner of Blown Insulation Michigan, Ron Stead. He's a green guy, but he knows his insulation, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Smart guy.
Yeah, so we're excited to offer their services to you, especially if you're going to retrofit. Remember, insulation works for you year-round. So if you're thinking, I'm done with winter, I don't need insulation anymore, don't forget those days when it's so hot you can't enjoy your own home.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You are so right about that. Hey, Chuck, you know how you and I talk a lot about how much we do not like attic fans?
Now, let's be clear. There's two different types, right? There's one in the ceiling that blows air from the house into the attic, and there's one in the attic that tries to exhaust air from the attic exclusively, and we don't like either one of them.
We don't. Did you by any chance see the email from a gentleman named Mike, who had a attic fan for 15 years plus, and he heard us talking about it, and recently he had a new roof put on.
Which one did he have, Ken, of the two that we just mentioned?
Just a whole house fan used in one master bedroom for 15 years. Actually, it was in the master bedroom. So from the top of the ceiling into the attic. So he had the roof replaced, and he had to replace some decking. Mold was covering 80% of the under decking in his attic.
Didn't see that one yet. Ouch.
Yes, 80%. And that's amazing, because if it's up there, and Chuck, they have that fan. When that fan is off, that mold can go anywhere. That's why a lot of times in an attic, you aren't super concerned with a little bit of mold because it stays up in the attic. But when you get that much mold and you have a fan where those spores can get all over the house, that's very concerning.
Well, we talk, the mold is eating any organic material, which your attic is entirely made of. And that fan is taking humidity out of the house, dumping it into the attic, assuming the attic can get rid of it, which it normally can't. That's why we don't like those fans.
Right. I agree.
You know, so you're dumping humidity into the attic space. You're feeding mold all that humidity, and that's all it needs. That's the only thing we can control. Mold needs oxygen, heat, a food source, and moisture. And the only thing we can control effectively is moisture. So why would you dump moisture into a space like that?
So our advice, anyone that has something like that, and not just that, but your energy bills are going to be more. There's just no two ways about it when you have something like that. Gosh. Get rid of that attic fan. Seal off that attic. We can't say it enough. Because, Chuck, someone like me.
Well, don't seal off the attic.
Well, from the bottom. We want to cover up that fan, get rid of that fan, and then put the right ventilation inside the attic, obviously.
Correct.
But it'll affect different people differently. Like my family, if it was us,
I probably wouldn't notice it because I have zero allergies. That stuff doesn't bother me. My wife, on the other hand, she'd be sneezing. I mean, we get these emails where people say something's wrong. We don't know what it is. And of course, our answer is always is get a mold expert out there, because a lot of people will buy mold test kits. And most mold test kits, when you put them out, they're going to test positive for mold. You'll see positive for mold.
Mold is everywhere.
Exactly. But it may not be. We don't want you to do that test kit and go, oh, my gosh, I have mold, then call a mold company and spend thousands of dollars. You don't need to. So make sure that you take a look up on your ads. What you and I always say, it's an out-of-sight, out-of-mind place. I did that just a couple months ago. I got my ladder out. I just grabbed the flashlight, poked my head up in my attic. Looked around. Everything looks nice and tight and dry up there. We really recommend everyone do that at least a couple times a year.
Yeah, and it's funny, on the cusp of talking to Ron Stead from the insulation renovation company, Blown Insulation Michigan, part of the reason we suggest that if you've got a 40, 50-year-old home, you put more insulation in that attic and have it professionally done. Ron talked about, you know, the way they do it to preserve ventilation is to minimize how much heat and humidity will be carried into the attic from your house.
Right.
So hopefully people understand that. It makes all the sense in the world when you look at it. Like,
really does. Really does. And again, so many houses are not up to the right R value in insulation, which is recommended. So many houses need that. And insulation, Chuck, a lot of other housing prices is not very expensive. To have insulation put in your house compared to so many other things, it's not very expensive. And it is one of the only things that will start paying the homeowner back the minute it gets put in.
Immediately,
right?
Yeah, and eventually in every building will pay for itself. And that is not hype. You and I are not investors in insulation companies. That is one thing that will pay for itself. That and air sealing.
Yes.
You and I say that.
Yes.
Constantly, and it's absolutely true. And they've got some great, Ron mentioned yesterday, some 30% federal tax credits available. One of the very few smart things our federal government is doing is offering that, and a 15% discount for mentioning the Inside Outside Guys when you have their company do the work. So, I mean, you combine a 30% federal tax credit with a 15% discount, and you're talking about a lot lower initial investment anyway.
I totally agree. Definitely worth doing. Chuck, when we did the event on Wednesday, it was such a great event. We saw so many great professionals. But you saw a young man there named Isaiah. Do you remember Isaiah?
Yeah, I mentioned him yesterday, if you recall.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you see the letter he wrote last night?
No.
Sharp kid. You spent more time with him than I did. But listen, young people out there, this is the way you get ahead, because you don't see this very often.
He's doing the power wash.
He's doing the power washing, right. He said he saw you at the function at McFarland Painting. He said he loved being someone that's as passionate about housing as he's going to be. And he wants to get with you and talk about your experience because he wants to learn and potentially work together in the future.
He's a little sweetheart. You know, and you and I say that as well as we can. We love young guys like him.
We do, because we've been doing this for 15 years now. How many times has that happened to us? Very few. Very few. But this kid is sharp. I'm going to tell you right now, this kid's going to make it. Just the fact that he wrote that tells me he's going to have a very successful career in the housing industry.
The fact that he was at that group, you know, right. He was a very young man among a lot of older people,
yep.
A lot of professionals, a lot of very successful people, and that can be intimidating. And he came right up, put out his hand, shook it, talked, engaged. And I asked him, I said, you know, John McFarland needs a guy like you. John had just told us that one of the biggest issues they have with people that want their decks refinished is having professional power washing. He said, that is so hard to find somebody that is actually very good at that. You know, they don't strip the wood. They don't gouge the wood. They don't destroy the deck. So God bless Isaiah. If you're listening to us, we want to hear more from you.
We do. Phone number 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We'll be taking your phone calls when we get back from break. In the meantime, Chuck, let's talk about Sharon's.
Darren's Heating and Air Conditioning is a professional company. It is female owned. We love them. They've been around forever and they do a great job. Remember, you're going from the heating season into the cooling season, and that same fan, that same blower motor needs to be checked by a professional, like you'll find at Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to open up the phone lines at 888-654-GUYS and talk to you during the next hour. Hopefully, just a little tip, if your silverware is dull, your flatware is dull, take a piece of aluminum foil and ball it up and put it in the dishwasher in the silverware tray that you have and just run standard cycle. And your silverware will come out looking brand spanking new.
Good tip. Another tip, don't buy cheap silverware. Not Boy. Nowadays. my lovely bride, who I love more than anything else, did that recently. And it had like almost a goldish tinge to it. And I saw it. And I said, what are these? I said, how much was it? Oh, they were cheap. Yeah, honey, they're cheap for a reason. And if we eat off that silverware, we're going to be consuming whatever's around that silverware. So, to her credit, she said, you're right, I didn't think about it and took it back.
That's why I love glass cookware. That's so funny you say that. I didn't mean to get, like a cat with a laser there, but you're so right about that. I grew up in the Teflon pan era, where after 3 years of using the pan, the surface was gone, and you had to stop and think that you probably ingested that Teflon coating.
Where did it go?
That explains a lot about old Charlie, doesn't it?
No, you and I grew up, we've been test tube babies. Our generation is basically test tube babies for a lot of different, including what we're on right now, the internet. You know, it's crazy. It is crazy. I want to take a second and talk to the listeners out there that send us in emails. And we love, love, love your emails. We appreciate all we can get. We just want to let you know, our team partners at the Inside Outside Guys, many of our team partners cover all of Southeast Michigan. They're in central locations or they're close to an expressway and they can get anywhere quick.
So you're saying the word local is a relative term?
Yes, I am, sir. Local Southeast Michigan means if you, let's say you live in Ann Arbor, heck, our friends at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, they've got a saying, Ann Arbor East. So they're in Warren, I believe, Grossbeck and 13. And they go to Ann Arbor.
So if you Anger Roofing.
You're right. Exactly. So if you get an email from us and you're in Ann Arbor and we send you to them, trust us. They tell us they'll go out that way. They'll send a service person out that way. So please understand, it doesn't always have to be local.
Wait a minute. It's got to cost more, though, doesn't it?
It does not. It's all built into their price structure. It doesn't cost you any more to go out to there. Everyone pays the same price. Kind of like a credit card. I tell people, when you go to your local Walmart and you buy a pair of jeans and you pay cash, you're paying for a credit card fee in those pair of jeans. I mean, you are,
right.
Because we have team partners that will tell people, yeah, you can use a credit card, but we have to charge 3% more. And homeowners get upset with that. And my thing is, no, you'd rather have them tell you that. Would you rather, just charge you that and not let you know, which so many people do.
So, yeah, no, not every business builds that into their cost structure.
You're absolutely right. So, hey, let's take some phone calls. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Stephen in Dearborn. Good morning, Stephen. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have a daughter that has a house in Dearborn. They made in the early 40s, I think. And she had, we think, clay tiles from the house to the main sewage line. And she's having drainage issues that we're hunting for a recommendation for analysis and repair.
Okay, great. We got a couple numbers for you. Do you have a pen handy, sir?
Okay.
Okay.
My wife does.
The first number we're going to give you is Shelby Mechanical. And their phone number is, and once again, they'll come out to Dearborn. They do it all the time. It's 586-726 9444. And then the next one we're going to give you is Waterwork Plumbing. And their phone number is 248-213-7513. Get all that?
Yep. 248-213-7513.
That's it, sir.
Stephen, one of the things they're going to do, hopefully, is scope that pipe. They'll send a camera down into it, and you'd like to see that as they do it. So tell them that. Good companies don't have any problem with you seeing that video. And then from there, they'll recommend a repair.
Okay, thank you.
You're very
Absolutely.
Welcome, sir.
And,
you're very welcome.
How much does it usually
cost? Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
Is there a usual cost of that you know of for that inspection?
They'll quote you a fee, what they a lot of people call a mobilization fee. They'll quote you a flat rate. We're going to come out. We're going to look at the pipe. We're going to see what's wrong with it, and it'll be this much money. And moving forward, they won't know until they scope it what it's actually going to cost you then to repair it. There's different types of repair available.
Depending on the damage of the pipe, right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stephen. Good
Thank
luck
you,
with that.
Stephen.
Right. Stick to the phones, 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Barbara in Livonia.
Hello.
Good morning, Barbara.
Hi. Hey, I wonder if you could give me some information. We've got a very old toilet in our house, and it just becomes so problematic with clogging all the time. And so we want to replace it. And I've heard recently about something called a power flush toilet. I wonder if you could tell me anything about them. Is there any special mechanism or something that you would look for if you were planning to buy them?
That's a great question. And if you hear the music, we're going to ask you to hold on during the break, and we will come back and help you with your answer. In the meantime, Chuck, it's getting warmer outside. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, a couple things. The mice are still looking for places to come into your house, and it's pretty soon the larvae from the mosquitoes are going to be developing in all that standing water.
Yeah, get your yard sprayed for mosquitoes if you have any critters at all, whether they have 12 legs or two. We want you to call Rove, R-O-V-E, Rove Pest Control today. Be caller 9 right now at 800-859-0957 for a chance to win tickets to next week's home show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Also, text keyword garden to that same number, 800-859-0WJR, for a bonus chance to win some tickets.
We hope to see you out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Right now, we have Barbara on the line from Livonia, and we're taking your phone calls at 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Right now, we have Barbara on the line with us who's looking for assistance finding a good pressure-assisted toilet. And Chuck, what's it been about? Probably 20 years now that they made us buy these new, no pun intended, crappy toilets that we have
now.
I have
trouble keeping track of that stuff. You know, I could say a number and you'd correct me because I'd probably be wrong with my long-term memory. But they've been out there for quite a while. The older homes that have, you know, partially occluded drain tiles between the house and the street can have issues. And the pressure-assisted toilets are like the water tank for people that have private water wells. There's an air bladder inside that tank, and air is compressible. You know, scuba divers prove that all the time, right? So when water goes in that tank, it compresses the air in that bladder so that when you flush, the air in the bladder expands and pushes the water down through the trap, and it's called a power flush. And some older homes really do need something like that. And Kohler and American Standard both have been rated consistently higher across several different models for their power flush, power assisted toilets.
Barbara, does that help you?
I'm wondering Okay, with a power flush toilet, is there some kind of different mechanism? Because it seems to me that a toilet would just be like gravity, you know, flush. And I'm wondering, you know, okay, I could look at American Standard and look at Kohler, but I mean, how do I know which to buy? Is there something special about each of them?
Let me ask you a question. Who's going to install this toilet? Is this something you're going to have a friend do, or are you going to hire a professional?
No, I have a handyman, and then I thought I could pick one up at you know, Home Depot or Menards.
So for all you're going to do is go in there and ask for a power-assisted toilet and talk to those people, but they work exactly the way we just said. They've got a bladder full of air in the tank that gets compressed every time the tank fills up. So when that air tries to...
That air bladder was not present in earlier toilets. I'm trying to understand. I'm sorry.
No, they've always been gravity feed. Remember the old toilets where there was actually a water tank above your head when you were on the toilet? And
yeah,
you pulled a chain?
Yeah.
That was the use of gravity. Yeah, and they use gravity today as well. In the flush, the tank is right behind your toilet. That tank of water is above where you're flushing, right?
Right.
So when you flip that lever, all it does is let water flow down into the trap and get rid of everything. But sometimes you need more power and more push behind the water, and that's what a power-assisted toilet does.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't have any trees or anything. It's not trees, but well, about twice a month, I mean, we're grabbing that plunger and fast and furious to keep it from overflowing.
There's an arc
plunger.
It's
time to replace it.
Good
I'm
for
sorry.
You. No, you
okay.
Got it right. Go look at the power-assisted ones at a Lowe's or Home Depot. They've got about 30 of them in stock, and you can look at a bunch of them. But any of the power-assisted, especially the high, you know, ratings for Kohler and American Standard, are going to work for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're very welcome, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, a company we haven't had a chance to talk much about is a great new team partner. It's a company called Sparkle Blinds.
I know.
And we had a chance to really get to know them at the event the other day. And people, if you want to support a great local family business and not have to give up your kids' college fund to buy some blinds. We're not kidding. This company, Sparkle Blinds, that you can find on the InsideOutsideGuys.com, are so knowledgeable when it comes to blinds. So knowledgeable. If you want a blackout blind, you want to stop that sun from coming into your house, they can do that. You want blinds that don't collect dust, they can do that. You want a blind that has a remote control, so when you wake up in the morning, you just press the button, your blind goes up. They can do that.
And you don't have to worry about cords if you've got young kids.
You're right, right. They can do that.
And everything they do is in-house.
Yep, on your budget. They are a great company. The name is Sparkle Blinds, and the phone number is 586-SPARKLE. If you think you need new blinds, shop local. Shop Sparkle Blinds.
Yeah, great family. We talked to Tanya a bunch, and I'll tell you, you will enjoy speaking with her when you call Sparkle Blinds. Go to their website.
Yes,
great
we
website.
Do. You know, we mentioned we have companies all over Southeast Michigan. And Chuck, you mentioned Kanger Roofing earlier, who are across from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Kanger Roof is another phenomenal family-owned business. You got Bill Sr., Bill Jr., and their sons.
And they do commercial roofing. They are commercial roofing experts. So they also do residential, but you're going to be hard-pressed to find a good commercial roofer unless you call Kanger Roofing.
Be caller 9 right now, 800-859-0957 or 0WJR for a chance to win tickets to next week's home show at the Suburban Collection Showplace, 800-859-0957. Also text that same number, text GARDEN
to that same number for a bonus chance to win some tickets. And if you do that, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get some tickets.
I like that. We've also been getting a lot of questions. You know, where do I look at this diamond coat building product, this siding that you guys are touting on the show? And we've been trying to give out locations for that. ABC Supply, of course, anywhere. Big C Lumber in Adrian, Chelsea Lumber in Chelsea and Saline, and Vassar Building Center right up in Vassar are at least three more that we've named over the last three shows.
You're right. You're right. Hey, let's 888-654 guys. Let's go to the phones. Let's first talk to our buddy Terry from Blessed Assurance, who has a comment about what Barbara was talking about, Livonia. Hey, bud, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
We are fantastic. Blessed. Are you in Florida?
No. No, I'm here in Michigan, so.
Okay, we know you got to take your little girl down there. We weren't sure if you were heading down there yet or not.
No, I think you got me mixed up with somebody else, but that's all good. No, I was listening, and I would have called Ben, but I actually was taking my sick grandson to my daughter's house. You know, the one thing about those attic hatches and those house fans, you know, it's kind of like the same principle. If you open your front door in the wintertime and the condensation that gets on your storm door, all gets in your attic. When you have it that big of an opening, it's like hitting it with a fire hose of all the heat in the house. And so it just, man, I can't tell you how many I've seen that with that mold in the attic just from that on all the houses that we inspect. So.
Yeah, it was old, bad technology, Terry. When you see those, do you recommend everyone remove them?
For sure. You know, they should remove those. And then the other thing people need to understand, the attic is no longer meant to use as storage space. We need to get the proper amount of insulation in there. And, you know, people need to focus on doing the air sealing that goes with the insulation. Just to make sure they don't have that heat transfer. And that's where it does, you know, a professional needs to do it, not a homeowner.
Chair, we've been referring you, a lot of our listeners may have individual problems, whether it be a sewer line or they may see mold, they may see a foundation issue, but they have other stuff. And we send them your information and we tell them, hey, while he's there, because Blessed Assurance Home Inspection has a minimum charge, but while he's there, make a list of anything else you may have around your house that Terry can check out while you're there. So, Terry, real quick, give out your contact information for our listeners, please.
Sure. My phone number is 248-722-4288, or you can reach us on the web at blessedassurancehi.com.
And you can always find Terry at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thank you so much for chiming in. We appreciate your expertise, Terry.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Terry.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Great guy. Let's talk to Tom in Frasia. Hello, Tom. You're on with the guys.
Hello, guys. I have a problem in my bathroom. I have a toilet, a sink, and a bathtub. And every time I flush the toilet, I get a gurgling noise from the drain in the bathtub. And I was just wondering what that could be.
Because that never happens, does it, Ken?
Yeah, it sounds like you have a plugged waste vent. And by you, we'd probably recommend Shelby Mechanical. And they can come out and they can snake that for you and get rid of that problem for you.
Shelby Mechanical,
yes, sir. Yeah,
when you flush the toilet, it takes air to allow that sewage to flow in the line. And that's what that snake pipe that comes out of your roof is for. And
hey.
Plugged. Hey, that's your term, not mine.
Yeah, who do you like it? It's my term.
to quote Kenneth. Anyway, what happens is when that stink pipe gets plugged, the system will steal air from an adjoining fixture. In this case, it's stealing air from your bathtub, and it may even drain the trap in your bathtub, and you'll start to smell sewer if you don't get it fixed.
Oh, boy.
Thank you
very much.
Tom, do you need a number?
Yes.
Okay, 586-726-9444 gets you Shelby Mechanical.
586-726-9444.
You got it, sir. Good luck.
Got it.
God bless you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk to Tim from Temperance. Hey, Tim, you're on with the guys.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Of course.
Concerning what your guest that was on yesterday and the blown-in insulation, again, my house was built in 64, and the original fiberglass is in there, and I'm planning on having that removed and replacing it. For extra storage space in my attic, do bang for the buck. I was going to take your advice and go with cellulose. What about going with an open or a closed cell foam and then actually putting down a like a tongue and groove plywood over that for extra storage space in the attic?
Now, Tim, did you just hear Terry Russell say no storage in the attic? He doesn't want to see any kind of storage in the attic. Neither do we, Chuck, right?
Unless it's built specifically for it. Yeah. Yeah. So we would suggest no. But if you, first of all, you don't have to take out what's already there to put something else over it. If you remember Ron Stead yesterday, the owner of Blown Insulation Michigan, he's got a shredded fiberglass and a mineral wool or a cellulose that he can blow over right over the top of the existing fiberglass that's up there. But you won't be able to put down a floor as you're thinking to accommodate storage.
With a closed cell phone?
Well, that's the trouble because I need the storage to for my business that I run off of my property.
I'll tell you, it might be cheaper to put an exterior storage building on a slab outside than it is to go up there and proper.
I'm already putting up a three-story garage on my property, and I'm out of room.
Tim, did you buy storage trusses when you built that? Have you got, is that built to accommodate an additional load?
It is still in the planning stage, and I'm dealing with the township at the moment to get the plans approved.
Gotcha. Gotcha. If it's built to accommodate that, Ken mentioned spray foam, and you did too. We like spray foam. It air seals, which is critical in that ceiling plane, and you can get a higher R value in a smaller area with less thickness, and it'll add structural integrity to any timber construction. So you might talk to Ron Stead about that as you're getting those plans approved. And then, yeah, floor over the top of it, a fir plywood, a half inch or 5/8 inch plywood. But again, make sure that your framing is made to accommodate the extra load that you'll put up there. And you got to worry about flame spread issues too, possibly.
Right. The stuff that's going to be stored is molds, and they are lightweight. And, you know, I have an L-shaped brick ranch with a half basement. So the basement is under the L-shaped part of the house facing east-west. So, you know, would I talk to him also about to go with a closed cell or open cell foam?
Yeah, he'll give you advice on that. The closed cell is going to be higher R value per inch of material, usually around an R7 compared to an R5 of the open cell. The open cell is softer, but
yeah,
it's not going to matter.
Rigid.
I'll tell you what, though, if you're building a half basement, your better value is probably in building a full basement under the rest of the house and using that for storage than it is in doing what we're talking about.
So what you're saying is it's doable if you want to use an open or closed. Closed is going to be more rigid, be easier to put plywood on top of, you know, more forgiving. Wouldn't you say, Chuck?
Yeah, and again, you're going to rest it on frame anyway, so you're not going to rest. The insulation isn't going to support anything, hopefully. Shouldn't.
All right, well, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking my call and the information.
We appreciate it. Let us know what you end up doing, Tim.
Oh, definitely will.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. You know, Chuck, that's one of those things with insulation. It's confusing for people because there are so many fiberglass, cellulose, multiple kinds of cellulose, open cell, closed cell. What is the best?
And the injection non-expanding foam that goes, you know, retrofits into walls. We're going to do an article on that for the Detroit News.
You're right. But if you hear people, the biggest mistake people make when they try doing this themselves is they eliminate the venting in the attic. That is so critical that you do not do that. You wind up making it worse than it was in the first place. We'll be continue taking your phone calls. We'll talk to Nick from Chesterfield when we get back, along with taking your calls at 888-654-GUYS.
Yep, we appreciate that. And of course, if you're looking to have a 1 to 2 day change out of that old crummy, unsafe, slippery, ugly bathtub into a beautiful walk-in shower that's easy to maintain and comfortable, you want to talk with Atlas Home Improvement.
Good morning, everybody. Here for the last segment of the Inside Outside Guys for this hour. But we want you to stick around for the next hour as we head over to the world headquarters of Atlas Home Improvement. And I got to tell you, they're a great company. You want to stick around. Again, a company that loves to help people.
Yeah, and the gal credited with running the company, Ella, is supposed to be part of the show today. So we're looking forward to talking with her.
Great lady. Great lady. Great team over there at Atlas Home Improvement. Okay, we have two Nicks and a Ken on the line. Let's go to the first Nick from Chesterfield. Good morning, Nick. You're on with the guys. Nick from Chesterfield, you there? Any second now. Nick? All right, we're going to jump to Nick from Roseville. Nick from Roseville, you there, buddy?
Well,
hello. Heck. So, Chuck, what do you want to talk about? Having a little problems with the phones, obviously.
Is Ken there from Rochester Hills?
Ken is here. Good morning.
Ken's here. Of course Ken is. We can count on Ken. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing a 16 by 20 back porch, brick and concrete. And I'm looking for a referral for someone to attach to the house and overhang, you know, drop, maybe put a ceiling fan on the outside and shingle it. And just looking for someone reputable.
Is this going to be a addition or a, what are you going to use this space for?
It's attached. We're going to do like drop down mosquito netting. It'll be open air, probably cedar beams going up to the overhang.
Gotcha. Chuck, you had a guest on yesterday that can definitely help out with that, and they're in your city, which would be Michigan Remodelers. Gary Mueling was on.
Gary Mueling, I don't know if you got a chance to hear that show yesterday at all, but I can give you his phone number if you'd like it.
Sure.
It's 888-544-7366.
7366 Gary. Any other referrals? If
that's the best one we can give you for the type of thing you're talking about. You want something? It's so critical that roof tie-in gets done well.
What about McComb Construction, Chuck? Let's give you McComb Construction as well. They're out of Troy, and their phone number is 248-528-0816.
528. Oh, I really appreciate you guys, and thank you for what you guys do on here.
Thank you so much. Send us pictures of the completed project. We'd love to see it.
Sure. Maybe I can, I don't know, where would I send some pictures to? Do you guys have a spot on your website?
Oh, yeah. Ask the guys. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Well, we appreciate it. All right. Nick is back. Thanks. Nick from Roseville. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you, sir?
Well, maybe you could point me in the right direction. I'm starting a little project in Roseville, Michigan. I'm looking to do a 6-unit stacked apartment complex, a small project. But in order to qualify for height restriction requirements, the main base units are going to be subgrade by maybe 30 to 45%. I'm concerned about insulating them, also drain tile issues. I'm wondering if anyone could give me some pointers as to what I should be considering for comfort for those people living in those units.
Once these are done, will you have a good grade going away from the units?
Yes.
Okay. Which is
really important.
We're not even started construction yet, so we will pitch the grade, of course. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of those units, like you're describing, to get down that, they actually wind up having a negative grade and then putting all sorts of drain tile in to control that. But the fact that you can have a positive grain coming right out from the building is key. And Chuck, would you recommend maybe a rigid foam insulation for the lower part?
I would put a drainage mat against the outside of the foundation wall, then rigid foam. I would backfill with a readily drained material like sand or 10A stone or pea gravel. I would make sure that goes to a pipe system that's run perfectly level around the lowest part of the construction and directs water either to a ditch or a sump crock or a cliff. That would be my start.
So you start with the dimple drainage system. Therefore, if any water does get behind it, it will drain down to the pea pebble you just described, right?
Yep.
Not going to the unit.
That is huge. And if you do that once on the outside, it's funny, Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360, you can waterproof on the outside if you do it in a systematic way like we're talking about. Anything you end up doing on the inside down the road is to catch water, intercept it, and get rid of it because you've already got a problem.
Right.
So we would start there. It's going to be expensive, but it'll be money well spent if you do it properly. And then go on the inside and just build a metal frame stud wall and keep it out from the concrete foundation wall about an inch. So you'll have a little thicker wall on the bottom there, and then insulate that, run your mechanicals in it. And you should have a comfortable space. What type of heating and air conditioning are you going to supply?
Just traditional forced air, I believe.
Cool.
What jurisdiction are you looking at building, Nick?
I'm sorry, say again?
What city is going in?
Oh, this is the city of Roseville, Michigan.
Yeah. Okay. You're from Roseville. I know it's going back in there. So sounds like a fun project.
Yeah, it does. We'd like to see it as it goes up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I've built a few single families in the past and done a fair amount of remodeling projects, but this is the next level for me anyway. We're working with the city a little bit on some of the planning right now, and they seem to be very cooperative and very accommodating. But I was thinking in terms of as this construction process goes, my biggest concern initially was making sure that that base unit is taken care of from the standpoint of water, moving the water away and keeping that unit comfortable for those occupants.
They make some great waterproofing materials that you can put on that wall before you put your dimple board against it. And they're like a high memory rubber type spray on product. So
and don't
for
forget,
too.
Nick, we got team partners that do new construction, Shelby Mechanical, you name it. Send us an email. We can help you with that. We really appreciate your call, but we got to go for this segment, right, Chuck?
Yep. We're going to be right over at Atlas Home Improvement, talk to Darian Bobby and the lady he credits with actually running the business at Atlas Home Improvement.
You listen to the Inside Outside Guy. Stick around for the next hour with Atlas Home Improvement.